This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by David Verinder. David is the CEO of Sarasota Memorial Hospital. Sarasota Memorial Hospital has enjoyed a great growth phase and a great reputational growth phase over the last decade to two. Magnificent institution. David, thank you for joining us. Can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks. First off, Scott, thank you for having me today. I'm very excited to be able to share our story with your listeners. Myself, I'm the president and chief executive officer of Sarasota Memorial Healthcare System. I've been with the system for about 15 years now, and I've been in this role for the past 7 years.
Well, fantastic. And take a moment and talk to us a little bit about Sarasota Memorial and maybe a few points of pride in the health system.
Well, you know, the Sarasota Memorial is really a great healthcare system. We have a great breadth and depth of care throughout our region. We're a 839-bed main hospital, but we have full continuum of care, including urgent cares, ambulatory surgery centers. We have a large multi-specialty physician practice group. We have a behavioral health hospital, skilled nursing. We're the only trauma center in the region. So really a kind of an all services area. We're the county's largest employer. We have over 7,000 staff and over 1,500 medical staff members, and we're a not-for-profit hospital down here. I'm sorry, go ahead, Scott.
No, you go ahead. You're going to continue on, please.
Yeah, I was just going to talk. You asked about points of pride. I would tell you, if I had to say, kind of narrow it down to 3 points, I'd probably start with our response to the pandemic that we've all been living through. And this is not unique, I'm sure, to Sarasota Memorial, but we've definitely been here for our community and been here to stand up in a very quick way, a whole new way of doing business, if you will. And the pandemic certainly not something that any of us went to school and learned about or had plans on how to handle a pandemic, really. But we were able to put that the care of our community to the forefront pretty quickly around that. Other things is we're constantly recognized for accolades and quality of care. We're the only hospital in Florida and one of, I think, only 45 nationally to receive the five-star rating from CMS since it began reporting in 2016. We're a Watson Health, one top 100 hospital and top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We're a magnet hospital, I think, 4 times now, and we're listed in the highest on U.S. News and World Report. Other than that, we are here. I guess our third point of pride would just be we're always here for our patients and our community, and we continue to look for ways to continue to be better all the time.
And talk for a moment. Sarasota, like a lot of Florida, is a growing population center. Sarasota is one of the 4 or 5 key areas that's seeing a lot of growth in Florida, and Florida is a great growth state. How does it impact being the health system that really serves that area? Is that a wealth of opportunities? Is it a wealth of challenges? How do you look at managing the health system in an area that's growing nicely?
Well, I'll tell you, it's both. It's definitely a lot of opportunities are on the table, but a lot of challenges have gone with that. We have had to the demand for our services is really outstripped. We're outstripped our supply or of our ability to really take care of things if we had not gone in and changed the methods for which we deliver care. We've doubled both our revenues and our patient size over the last 5 years. And so we've had to rethink our business models and rethink how we're doing things. I think it continues to make us better, and I think it continues to add a level of care to our community that really goes unmatched. It's a great problem to have. I appreciate that that's not the same problem that all communities around the country experience, but it definitely goes along, has a number of challenges with it.
Well, fantastic. And what are the areas? You're a general hospital. You also do behavioral health, So magnificent provider meeting core needs. Are there areas, David, you know, in the old days, hospitals tried to specialize in a handful of the key specialties that paid the bills, whether oncology, cardiovascular, orthopedics, neurosciences, imaging, et cetera, et cetera. Are there core areas that you try and be particularly great in or particularly specialize in, or is it just really a whole community health system effort or some of both?
You know, Scott, I think it's some of both. I think first off, we respond to the demands of the community, and we try to be excel in those areas. Now, for our patient population, those areas happen to be cardiovascular services, neurology and stroke care, oncology, orthopedics, rehab, and then some in the OB and maternity care. You know, so not to disenfranchise any other sections of the hospital, but that's where the vast majority of our patients access care. So we try to be the best that we can possibly be in those areas.
David, let me ask you a question. Sarasota is a fascinating community. At what point sort of a quasi-retirement bent, but has grown into being just a very full community? Do the demographics drive some of that?
They do drive it. And Sarasota, I would say, is an evolving community. I think if you went back 10, 15 years ago, you would find that we had a whole lot of population pop down here, you know, between the months of, say, November and May, where people from the north came down, you know, because we had pretty nice weather during that point. And then a lot of times they would return home. What we're seeing today is a lot of people still come down seasonally, but a lot of them don't go back anymore. And we're seeing a migration from the northern states down here. So that's definitely changed how we've approached our care. It's changed our demographics a bit in the hospital. And so we're continuing to evolve as we learn and as we see our population evolve.
Now, let me ask you this question, Dave, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to. We used to vacation down there some as a northerner. They used to call us snowbirds, stuff like that. Or we didn't worry about snowbirds. We just used vacation down there. And the people that were the natives that lived there, you know, periodically would sort of hate the northerners and stuff like that. I assume at this point in life they just love them. Or is that a vast overstatement?
I'm going to put my Chamber of Commerce hat on for a minute and not my hospital administrator and say we love the northerners and our snowbirds that come down and visit. It drives a lot of our economy and while it may make traffic a little bit slower and it may make it a little bit harder to get into a restaurant, we certainly love our visitors that come and we welcome them every year.
Now, how much time do you spend personally in places like Armand Circle versus Sarasota or some of both? Or what's the temperature there in terms of where people like to go for dinner and stuff like that?
I would tell you that Sarasota is in the entire region. So it's not just the city of Sarasota, but really all of Sarasota County has incredible places all over and very unique places all over. It just depends what you want to do. I personally drive through St. Armand Circle every day, twice a day, to and from work. So I'm pretty familiar with that area. But we have beautiful areas all over the region. Some people gravitate towards the beaches. Some people gravitate towards the more the country part of it and everything in between.
I mean, truly a magnificent community. Okay, one last question. You're both a graduate of two of the great storied institutions of the South, Auburn and LSU. Where do your loyalties lie? Where are you more an LSU guy or an Auburn guy or a mix of both and love them both?
Well, Scott, I mean, that greatly depends on who I'm talking to. I mean, if I'm in Baton Rouge, I'm all purple and gold all day long, or my friends in Baton Rouge, right? If I'm in Alabama, I mean, I'm all War Eagle everything. And you know, so I have some divided loyalties, and you're putting me on the spot on this podcast here. But hey, I love both the organizations. Heart's always going to be a little bit more into Baton Rouge just because that's where I grew up and that's where I did my undergraduate work. But my daughter graduated from Auburn, and I graduated, have my master's from there, and we love the folks up there as well.
As a screaming War Eagle, as an AWE War Eagle, what have you, do you hate Alabama or have you grown to have comfort with Alabama as well? Are you okay with the University of Alabama?
Oh, no, we're not comfortable with the University of Alabama at all. I'm sorry if I gave a mixed message there. And that comes from both my LSU and Auburn roots. Okay, so that's universal in our house. And when my children were deciding where to go to school, I told them, hey, you can go anywhere you want, and I'll pay for wherever you want to go, except for the University of Alabama. So
it is what it is. David, thank you so much for joining us today. You've developed and grown with a magnificent institution. It's amazing what Sarasota Memorial's done. It's amazing what you've done. And my hat's off to you and your 7,000 teammates. What a magnificent place. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Scott. And it's a pleasure to have talked to you. Thank you.